It's 8 o'clock. This is KVNF Regional News for Tuesday, October 20th. I'm Patricia Naft. Police are searching for a San Miguel County man they believe to be armed and dangerous and mentally unstable. Eldon Dick of Egnar reportedly had issues with his tenants, firing guns at imaginary people and stealing property. Sheriff's deputies executed a search warrant and found thousands of dollars worth of stolen property. A felony arrest warrant was issued for Dick's arrest, but he remains at large. He's also threatened the sheriff's department, warning that he'll kill deputies who try to arrest him. Dick owns multiple handguns and long guns and has a history of felony arrests in San Miguel County dating back to 2007. He may be driving a gray pickup truck with temporary plates. Ballots are out now, and voters in parts of San Miguel and Montrose County will see an issue regarding the Norwood Fire Protection District. The district is looking for an increase in their mill levy, which would mean an increase in property taxes. It'll be the first increase since the 1950s. The district depends on a certain certification, EMT Intermediate, to be able to give out things like pain medication or cardiac medicine. It's a middle ground between basic EMTs and fully trained paramedics, created just for rural areas that might not be able to afford to staff paramedics. Ted Mueller, the fire chief for the Norwood Fire District, says that the rural solution won't work soon.
And that particular EMTI classification is going to be expiring in a couple of years, and all of our providers except one are over 60. We're practically an hour and a half from a hospital. So we have to have some type of care. We can't fly everybody out. And that's the reason we're increasing the mill levy.
He also says that the cost of running things is so high, ambulance services are no longer self-supporting. The requested increase is 4.7 mils, which translates to about $37 per $100,000 of property value. No charges will be filed against an Olathe police officer in the death of a man who committed suicide with a letter opener in April. According to the Daily Press, John Reynolds fled from police and stabbed himself in the chest before he was tasered and handcuffed. It's reported that the Ohio sex offender charged at an Olathe officer, and the officer responded by tasing him. District Attorney Dan Hotzenpiller said under Colorado law, the officer's use of force was justified. It's been a weird year for weather in Colorado, with a winter so warm and dry that trees bloomed in January. Hay farmers started having flashbacks to the drought of 2012. But by spring, rains did come to Colorado, and the wet weather has been good news for some. As part of a special IC Change collaboration with KDNK in Carbondale, KSJD in Cortez, KVNF's Jake Ryan joined Amy Haddon Marsh for this report.
So, Amy, this all started with your question, right?
Yeah. I had to buy hay for my horse this summer, and I was listening to the KDNK Ag Report in June, and a local rancher said that spring rains could affect hay supplies. First cutting happens around the 4th of July, and no one knew at the time if it would rain and ruin the crop. So I kept wondering, how would hay season play out across the state? First, I talked to a rancher in Basalt, the guy who sells me hay, and actually he said it was a boom year for him. Further west in Garfield County, small square bales cost about $6, down from $8 or $9, and that's cheap. I mean, Jake, those prices are back to what they were 5 years ago.
And with the amount of hay that some people need, that made me curious how it all added up.
Okay.
So I talked to a rancher in Paonia, Norm Smith.
Norm?
Yeah.
Norm's one of those guys that's been ranching here for decades, and his family before him. He's seen good years and bad years, but this year's been great. First, the mild winter helped with the newborn calves.
And then spring came, and the rains came, and the cool weather, and the grass grew, and everything's just been kind of like a year it should be.
Having hay on hand brings Norm peace of mind.
Just like feeding your kids, it's there. If you need a little extra one day, you can go out and do it.
After the drought of 2012, ranchers were forced to look for hay far and wide. They used corn cobs for feed, and they sold off animals they couldn't afford to keep. For Norm, this year's been a welcome change.
Those 2 years when it was so dry, I probably spent $15,000-$20,000 on extra feed for the animals. This year I won't do that. Everything in the price of fertilizer and fuel and parts for your machinery, everything's went up, so it'll help.
Well, it might be a welcome change for Norm, but there is a downside to this, especially if farmers grow hay to sell. I talked to Weston Maas, who has 73 acres of hay fields in Silt, and drought, like the one in Texas 4 years ago, can actually help his business in Colorado.
It soaked up a lot of the surplus in this area that was shipped out, so those of us who did not ship experienced a strong price for the hay we had.
When Colorado ranchers shipped their hay to Texas, there was a local shortage, and prices went sky high. This year, Weston got more hay than usual from his first cutting in June, plus he ended up with hay from two more cuttings. That's a lot of hay, and he hasn't been able to sell it.
On Craigslist, I have an ad running, and I'm asking probably $165 a ton. Excellent hay, and there's some pictures with the ad and description and so forth, but nobody's called.
When you head north, it's really not much different. A rancher from Rio Blanco County told me that last winter was so warm, ranchers near Rangeley and Meeker didn't use up the hay they had on hand.
There's actually a farmer out here near Cortez who has an ag market show on KSJD, another IC Change station. His name is Bob Bragg. He grows hay and has been following what the market's been like here in Colorado and the whole West.
Has he seen the same thing that the smaller farmers have seen?
Yeah, and it's even more extreme with hay stocks from the Southwest flooding the market.
Hay stocks from down in New Mexico and Texas that are coming in from locally, we don't compete because of the transportation costs.
Bragg says it's hard to celebrate the rain when farmers are staring at the bottom line.
I don't even think they're looking ahead to say, well, this is the end of the drought and we're going to be in good times. I think they're just trying to struggle to get by what's happening right now.
It's a tough situation. This year's rain has really been a mixed bag.
Yeah, a lot of people, including me, feel secure having hay in the barn. It's like having money in the bank.
But for others, scarcity makes the hay pay.
That's right. Well, thanks for your help with my question, Jake.
My pleasure. I think I'm going to bail.
Okay, that's enough horsing around.
For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
And for KDNK, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.
What's your question? Have you noticed something different this season that you want to know more about? Join the conversation. Post your observations, photos, and questions on www.icchange.org. And KVNF, KDNK, KSJD will find your answers. Thank you for taking the time to pledge your support for this valuable regional news source during our fall membership drive. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.